You're listening to the Luddite Lounge, where we're serving up news, views, and how-tos for the digital world we've all come to depend on, whether we like it or not. Hey there, glad you can join me today in the Luddite Lounge. I'm Elizabeth Crisfalusi, publisher of the Tech for Luddites blog, and Chief Luddite. This is episode 25 of The Lounge, and today's episode is another edition of our 5-5 Tech segment, where I'll be discussing 5 topics in 5 minutes. You can find show notes with related links at ludditelounge.com/episode25. Before I get into the actual tech topics, a little housekeeping. If you think you must have missed an episode of The Lounge, no worries. I'm afraid the holiday hoopla prevented me from putting together a new one last week. Likewise, there won't be an episode next week, but we'll be back just before New Year's with a look at what's ahead for Tech for Luddites in 2017. Ho, ho, hope you can stand the anticipation. Now, with that out of the way, let's get started. Number one. Well, the big news today is the announcement of yet another hack at Yahoo. This time, information from more than a billion accounts was stolen, and this actually happened back in August 2013, before the hack that was reported earlier this year. If you have a Yahoo account, you should have received an email from the company stating, quote, "The stolen user account information may have included names, email addresses, telephone numbers, dates of birth, hashed passwords using MD5, and, in some cases, encrypted or unencrypted security questions and answers." I've got a link in the show notes to an article with information about how to protect yourself going forward, but a simple Google search on Yahoo hack will bring up a bunch more. Number two. It's getting difficult to keep up with all the options now available for streaming live videos from social media apps. Twitter has just joined the ranks of services offering this feature. But wait, what about Periscope, you may be asking, since it's owned by Twitter? Well, Periscope is still around, but Twitter has now built live streaming directly into the Twitter app on Android and iOS devices. No Periscope app needed. And yes, that is clear as mud. Number three. If you've got a Windows 10 PC and want to use Cortana, Microsoft's voice-based smart assistant, you need to connect to their cloud service for it to work. But if you're logging into your computer with a local account instead of a Microsoft account, you can set it up so that only Cortana is connected to the cloud, not your entire PC. I've posted a link in the show notes to a How to Geek article explaining how to do this. Number four. I've recently added or upgraded posts on T4L on a couple of topics related to streaming media. One is about using players and accessing providers in different countries, and the other one provides information about recording streaming videos from any online site using software called PlayOn. To find links to these and other related posts, just go to techforluddites.com/streaming. And finally, number five. Christmas is just around the corner. Woohoo! So if the Santa in your family is still looking for some stocking stuffers for nice girls and boys, T4L has a list of tech-related little extras at techforluddites.com/stockings. And that's it for this episode of the Luddite Lounge. Again, you can find the show notes at ludditelounge.com/episode25. If you've been enjoying The Lounge, please consider heading over to iTunes to rate and or review the show, or simply share it with your friends on social media. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Theme music for The Luddite Lounge is by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.